When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is Terrio Media. From coast to coast, epic investors are doing the most. It's time for another epic field report.
Hey, Chris, thanks for pausing your day for a second to come and talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to do it.
Great. So Chris, remind me, what market are you in?
I'm in the West Michigan market.
West Michigan. Okay, perfect. So just before we started working together, what were you looking to accomplish? What challenges were you dealing with and what were you hoping to overcome?
I had kind of played around with real estate for a while and was really not doing much of anything. And so I was really looking for that spark to create some consistency in my actions.
Perfect. And what would that have meant for you personally if you had found that?
Just an opportunity to move on and get out of the rat race.
So you've been in the rat race for a while?
Yeah, I'm probably similar age as you.
So that's a while.
Oh, no, I'm 48, so it's been a while.
Got it. Perfect. All right. So the reason I asked you to join us today is because you were part of the pilot program with the Follow Through crew. And you came in and you participated and you provided great feedback and told me and shared with me what needed to have happen and just kind of gave your insights and your feedback. So I appreciate that. Thank you. You had posted a picture inside of that Facebook group and I wanted to talk to you about that. So this was a deal that says, this is number 4 in the last 7 days. So this is pretty incredible, but I have one here. Can you tell me how you found this particular deal?
You know, going through the process, I had set up my marketing plan and was marketing to tax liens. Mm-hmm. And this young man called me on a tax lien.
Perfect. So just direct mail?
Yes, sir.
Postcard or letter?
It was a postcard.
Great. Anything unique about it? Or was it just kind of the same old type of thing you've been doing?
It was the one that you recommend, the third notice.
Third notice.
Final notice. Yeah.
It's amazing how that one works, isn't it?
Yeah, your response rate's unbelievable.
Right. So this person called you and then you set up an appointment to go see the property. Is that how it panned out?
Yeah. Set up an appointment to go see the property. They actually called one time earlier and didn't seem like they had any motivation. And then like a week or two later, they called back and there was some clear motivation. So I set up an appointment to go see the property.
Perfect. So when you went and presented your offer, how did that go? Was it, did you go back and forth a lot or is it pretty much just went nice and smoothly the way that we had planned it out?
Well, you know, walked around the property and spent some time building some rapport, talking to, sat down. And when we sat down, I kind of went over that seller information sheet. And one of the questions at the bottom of that sheet says, what's the lowest amount you would take? He told me at that time, 45. And I was planning to offer 54. So I just pulled out a contract and said, let's do this.
Great. What was the lesson there?
Make sure you ask the questions on the sheet.
Right. You know, something that just popped out right away is that you didn't assume what they wanted. You actually asked them for what they wanted and they told you. And it was a lot better answer than you probably would have given yourself.
Yeah, I would have left money on the table. There's no doubt.
So this property, I see the check here and the check is for $12,600. So was this a wholesale deal or did you do any fixing to it?
It was a wholesale deal. And so this is actually the first deal that I signed, but they were living in it and they needed 30 days to move out.
Got it. And how did you find your buyer for this one?
That was actually pretty interesting. I went through the marketing checklist. I put it out there. No one was responding and I was beginning to question myself, but I knew it was a really hot deal. And so I actually thought, well, I'm going to keep this one. So I went ahead and had it inspected. After it inspected, I went back and renegotiated and the seller took the price down even more. During that process, I was marketing to all those different methods that you speak about. And a friend of mine saw it and called me and we were talking. It wasn't really a fit for him, but I asked him, Gary Keller's book, Millionaire Real Estate Investor. Mm-hmm. One of the things he says in there is, with everybody, you should ask, you know, who do you know that I should know? And what would you do if you were me? And he says, those are two really important and key questions. And so I asked this guy and he gave me a couple of names. And so I reached out to them and one of them bought it.
Wow. Great, great. So they bought it and just said and done. It was nice and simple and easy then.
Yeah, it was that nice, simple and easy. What was great is when they signed the assignment, he said, you know, I can close in 48 hours if the title company is ready. We ended up actually closing a little before the 30 days because the seller was able to go ahead and move out. And so mm-hmm. worked great.
Perfect. So how are you going to celebrate?
Well, my wife and I, it's this month is our anniversary. And so we always go to St. Thomas this year. And so just planning to do a little bit extra while we're there.
That's awesome. Fantastic. So real quickly, and we don't have to go through each one of these in detail, but this is number four in the last 7 days. You've been on a roll. What do you accredit this ramp up in production to?
Consistent action. You know, I knew all of this and I've known a lot of this for a while, but it's just the consistency of the action. I don't remember exactly who said it, but someone said action beats knowledge. And they're absolutely right.
Right. Well, that's fantastic, Chris. And congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. And if you need any support or any assistance, you know how to get in touch with us. And yeah, all the best to you. Keep going.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I really appreciate it.
You bet, Chris. Yo. Take care.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Huh. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.